The silence was heavy, oppressive, as if even the animals were expecting something to happen and knew instinctively that it wouldn't be good. Savage was afraid the Tuttle brothers were long gone. All they would find, despite the silence, would be their victims, teenage boys, Donnie and Rob Arthur, dead, horribly mutilated, their bodies circumscribed by a large black circle. Savage didn't want to smell any more blood. He didn't want to see any more death. Not today. Not ever. He looked down at his Mickey Mouse watch. It was time to see if the bad guys were in the barn. It was time to go into harm's way. It was time to get the show on the road. Max had found a crude interior plan of the barn, drawn some 50 years before, documented in a computerized county record as having been physically saved and filed. Kept where was the question. They'd finally turned up the drawing in an old file cabinet in the basement of the county planning building. But the drawing was clear enough. There was a small, narrow entry, down low here on the west side. He found it behind a straggly, naked bush. It was cracked open, wide enough for him to squeeze through. He looked back, waved his Sig Sauer at the three agents peering around the corner of the barn, a signal to hold their positions, and went in on his belly. He pushed the narrow door open an inch at a time. Filth everywhere. Some rat carcasses strewn around. He nudged his way in on his elbows, feeling bones crunch beneath him, his Sig Sauer steady in his hand. There was a strange half-light in the barn. Dust motes floated in the narrow spears of light coming through the upper windows, only shards of glass sticking up in some of the frames. He lay there quietly a moment, his eyes adjusting. He saw bales of hay so old they looked petrified, stacked haphazardly. Rusted machinery, mainly odd parts, and two ancient wooden troughs. Then, he noticed it. In the far corner was another door, not more than 20 feet to the right of the front double barn doors. A tack room, he thought, and it hadn't been shown on the drawing. Then he made out the outline of the Honda, tucked in the shadows at the far end of the barn. The two brothers were in the tack room, no doubt about it. And Donnie and Rob Arthur? Please, God. Let them still be alive. He had to know exactly who was where before he called in the other agents. It was still, very still. He got to his feet and ran hunched over toward the tack room door, his gun fanning continuously, his breathing low and steady, his steps silent. He pressed his ear against the rotted wooden door of the tack room. He heard a male voice. Clear and strong and angry, suddenly louder.
Listen, you little bloods. It's time for you to get in the middle of the circle. The ghouls want you. They told me to hurry it up. They want to carve you up with their axes and knives. They really like to do that. But this time, they want to tuck you away in their carryalls and fly away with you. Hey, maybe you'll end up in Tahiti. Who knows? They haven't wanted to do this before, but it doesn't make any difference to us. Here come the ghouls!
And he laughed, a young man's laugh. Not all that deep, and it sounded quite happily mad. It made Savage's blood run icy. Then another man's voice, this one deeper.
Yep, almost ready for the ghouls. We don't want to disappoint them now, do we? Move it, little bloods.
He heard them coming toward the door, heard the scuffling of feet, heard the boys crying, probably beyond reason now, heard curses and prods from the Tuttle brothers. It was then that he saw the huge, crude circle painted with thick black paint on a cleared-out part of the rotting wooden barn floor. 0 hour. No time. Simply no time now to bring the others in. Savage barely made it down behind a rotted hay bale before one of them opened the tack room door and